This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Bloody Rationalizations for Killings at Sea. No matter what you think about guns and the right to own or carry them, most of us are clear that there should be some minimum requirements around their use and safety before offering a license. It's just common sense and provides security to people in the community. We may need that for future occupants of the White House. Even if some might argue that my claim that most of us are clear on what should be involved in getting a gun license, all of us are clear, as is the law in the United States, that standing in an open window and pulling the trigger to kill a pedestrian walking down your block, even if he seems menacing, is pure murder. It's that simple. If you didn't have the good judgment to look before you leaped or tried to call the police, who are trained and tasked to deal with this kind of issue, the law was clear that murder was murder. These simple truths seem to be elusive to the U.S. Justice Department. This has been a bad year for lawyers and their reputations. First, they went weak-kneed under Trump's bullying of some of the biggest, richest law firms in the country. Then, there's been the parade of lawyers who stood up for ethics and the rule of law who were summarily fired as U.S. attorneys or Justice Department lawyers because they didn't sufficiently kowtow to frivolous indictments on Trump's revenge tour. Being on talk shows, podcasts, TV news, Trump's personal legal team, or blonde seems to have been the clearest qualification for appointment. Nonetheless, having the department respond on why Trump's extrajuridical killings on the high seas are justified has disgraced the pretzel-like perversion of law and lawyers to new levels. The War Powers Act says the government needs to get approval from Congress after hostilities have gone on for 60 days. In trying to rationalize that the act doesn't apply to Trump in these boat attacks, Trump's lawyers claim that none of this qualified because these were drone strikes and no American troops were in harm's way. How is that not like the murderer shooting a stranger in the street from his window, arguing it wasn't murder because his victim wasn't armed and therefore there were no hostilities and he was not in harm's way? The real point is that none of this legal doublespeak answers the real questions. Were these really drug dealers? Was it really legal to claim they were terrorists, even if they were drug dealers, as a justification? Why were these boats and their crews not captured and taken to trial to face the consequences, if there were any? Why were they just summarily killed, reminiscent of the way the former president of the Philippines had thousands of alleged drug dealers or users killed without arrest or trial? There have been bipartisan requests for answers to these questions, but they've been ignored. In fact, when several survived one U.S. attack, rather than bringing them in, the U.S. simply sent them back to their home country. The president of Colombia had the temerity to protest that a simple fisherman and a native of his country had been killed in a strike, and Trump went off at the protest and threatened tariffs and sanctions. What the heck is going on? Add to that the fact that there were so many press reports that reminded the administration that most drug routes were not moving to the Atlantic corridors, so we had to move some of the strikes to the Pacific, underlying how much this is simply about provocations and threats to Venezuela rather than having anything to do with drugs. If anyone tried any of these stunts with American boats or citizens, we would probably have to stop Trump from going nuclear. A president shouldn't be trigger-happy and bloodthirsty. Just because the U.S. has more military strength than some smaller countries doesn't empower our lawyers to argue that anything we do to a lesser power can be rationalized. As a former Acorn leader, always reminded, a rationalization is nothing but a lie in the skin of a reason. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.